Really excited to introduce our next speaker, Isaiah Broken Leg. Isaiah is from the Rosebud Sioux Nation. He grew up in South Dakota, and he now lives in Wisconsin's North Woods. He believes we are all related. What do you want to say?
Mitaki Uyasin.
And as such need to be good relatives to one another. Isaiah has a master's in public health degree from the University of Minnesota, and he works as an epidemiologist at the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. Isaiah is passionate about achieving parity in health, social justice, and ending structural oppression and violence. So now I'd love to turn it over to you, Isaiah.
Hello, everybody. So, it's very dangerous to give a Lakota person a mic. Do you need your phone, honey?
Okay.
So, the Great Lakes Intertribal Council is located kind of where the eagle's maybe nostril is, if eagles have nostrils, but to kind of give you a picture of where we are in this state. So, what I'm going to talk about today is a project that we did. No disclosures. And I was thinking about it this morning. I actually probably should say that the casino is one of the only places that has a restaurant in Lac des Flambeaux, so I have eaten there a few times and gambled there a few times, but I don't, like, get profits from the casino or anything like that. But to be fair, I thought I should mention that. So this project we did, we worked with the casino, and involved a lot of partners. We partnered with the casino. We partnered with the organization in Wisconsin called Health First Wisconsin that does a lot of tobacco control work. We partnered with the Lac des Flambeaux tribe, both the tribal council and the Economic Development Corporation, which functions as the gaming commission, as well as the Great Lakes Intertribal Council Epicenter and the Wisconsin Native American Tobacco Network, to conduct this casino survey. So the process, if you move from left to right, involved the partnerships that I just discussed. We gained approval from the casino management to do this survey. They were very interested in seeing what the results would be, and it started because the woman who worked on tobacco control, Teresa Barber, asked if we could go smoke-free one day a week, and they said, well, we don't know. What if that hurts our profits? And she said, well, why don't we find out? And we also gained permission from the tribe and the gaming commission. Then there was a lot of planning that went on that was iterative where, you know, we'd bring them questions that we thought they might like, some things that they might not like. And they actually liked most everything, which was very nice. The casino was very involved. They printed the survey and branded it so it looked like one of their regular mailings. They paid for the free play that they gave the people who turned in the survey. They paid for the mailing, and they also gave us their patron database, which I'll talk about later, which I've never known any to do that. It was crazy, but awesome. So we collected data in August 2011. The number of responses we received is 1,116, although not 1,116 were complete. We said that they didn't have to answer all the questions. And we disseminated to the casino management and the tribal council. And then later, people were saying, why don't you publish this? Is there good data? You should publish it. And we were like, well, we've never done that. I'm not really, you know, not excited about it. And so we partnered, again, with Valerie and Nancy, where are you? Nancy from Portland, or now works at Portland, but at the time worked with us, and the tribe. And there's a lot of collaboration, some technical assistance we received from the CDC and some of their contractors, so I can't remember the name right now. I want to say it's RTI, but I don't think that's right. What is it?
ICF,
thank you. One of the big Pac-Men of the contracting world. All right. And then we gained approval from the casino management and the tribal council to use both their name and the name of the casino, which also I was very surprised that we got permission to do that. But I think it speaks to how when you cultivate good relationships, wonderful things can happen. You know how you submit to papers? Somebody explained it to me, like, you write this paper and you put it out and then, you know, for peer review, which is like, then these PhDs come like seagulls and poop all over it, and then, you know, you rewrite it and do it again. So that's my best explanation of the publication process, which I learned from a researcher that works at the CDC. I can't remember, I think B.A. King. Anyway, that's his description. So then we did a lot of press releases, and we got to be on the news and TV. It was very exciting. Okay. And I brought copies of the publication that's in the back on the table if you want to see it. Okay. So one thing I want to explain is a theoretical win. Most people don't know what that is. It was new to me, and it was a mathematical calculation, which I got very excited about. So this is sort of the fancy way of doing it, but there's a little animation I'll show you. So this is my grandma. She's at the casino on the slot machine, and you see the casino down the corner. And so a theoretical win is a theoretical number that sort of tells the casino how much money they're making off of you in theory. So over time, if you were to constantly play forever, that theoretical win would even out, you know, kind of like an average, okay? So first you take what the slot hold is. So let's just say grandma's slot machine holds 7%. And the cost per spin was 50 cents. So grandma pulls that little slot machine 200 times, which gives her a total of $100 that she's played. The theoretical win would then be that grandma would walk away with $93 and the casino would have $7. So the theoretical win is $7. Does everybody sort of understand? That was a new one for me. But it gets really more complicated when you talk about something other than slot machines. But of course, grandma may win some, she may lose some, so we don't really know what, you know, it's not always going to be the $7.93. So the theoretical win is what the casino uses to place their patrons into tiers. So people who gamble a little bit and people who gamble a lot. And the tier is made up of a unique and proprietary combination of their theoretical win and the number of times they visit the casino. And they won't tell me what the combination is. I suppose they could probably mathematically figure it out, but that wasn't my goal. So their big users are tier one, and the not so big users are tier six, if that helps, because I'm going to show some data. So here's the breakdown of the tiers. We used a stratified random proportional sampling. So whatever the proportion of the tier was to the whole, that's how many survey samples we pulled out and sent out. The green are the like big gamblers. The one difference is we sent out a survey to every one of the big gamblers because the casino requested it. That's the people that they make the most money off of. But in terms of which tier is most valuable to them, you can see it's the tier that are in the middle that make up the biggest chunk of their income. Okay. So we asked folks, do they smoke commercial tobacco? Only 23% said they did, which is really interesting because everybody thinks that if you think about a casino, everybody smokes in the casino, but that's not really true. But that's the perception, right? We also asked them if they smoked while they played but didn't identify as a smoker, and this number was the same. So, okay. We asked them if they felt smoking was harmful. You can see that almost everybody thought smoking was harmful to some extent. Even smokers thought the same thing. We asked them if smoke in the casino bothered them. Again, almost everybody was bothered by smoke in the casino. This is the important question, and this is the one that the casino wanted to know. So we asked them, if all things were equal, would you be more or less likely to visit the casino if smoking were prohibited on the gaming floor? And as you can see, the vast majority, or at least well over 50% anyway, said that they would come more or much more often if the casino went smoke-free. But blue group is the one that said they didn't care. And then you have this red group that said that they would come less or much less often. But you can see that, actually in this slide, that if you take out the people who don't care, the vast majority would come more or much more often if the casino went smoke-free. So this notion of we're going to lose money is not accurate. These are just the same slide, but based on tiers. So you can see in every single tier, the majority of that tier said they would come much more or much more often if the casino said they would go smoke. And finally, this is an interesting slide. So the green represents the folks who said the income the casino receives. Let me rephrase that. The green represents the income the casino receives, or the theoretical win the casino receives from the folks who said they'd come more or much more often. And the gray represents the theoretical win from the folks who said they would come less or much less often. So this is like the dollars and cents of how much income is represented by those different answers. That's the nitty-gritty one, or the one that, you know, we want to take to council. All right, I'm done. Do you guys have any questions? No questions, wow. Oh, in the back, yes. Yes. I had that slide, but I was trying to condense everything, so I'd be happy to share it with you if you want to see it later. And, I also brought, we wrote a book called Walking Toward the Sacred, Our Great Lakes Tobacco Story. A lot of people don't know about American Indians using tobacco spiritually, and not just commercially, so this kind of talks about some of those differences. And I have copies if you want them. Any other questions? Yes. They're talking about it right now. We gave it to the tribal council. They accepted the report that we did, and which means that they believed it, which was important. And we talked to the casino. They're very scared about this process. And unfortunately, they're, I think, leaning toward, we're going to do a new ventilation system, which, as we know, doesn't really work. But that's what they want to do. And so we'll let them do that for now. I can't really have control over that anyway. But we could do more data gathering after they do that and see if it's changed or who knows what will happen. And yes?
Nice presentation.
Thank you. I don't know what the reason is driving it. We just know what their answers are. We could look at some other, like the things that we had from the survey was, would they come more or less often? Some of the games they played, if they'd come less often, why? Stuff like that. And then based on their number, their unique patron number, we can link that with the number of visits they've had and also with their theoretical win. So we kind of linked it back to their patron database info. And that's how we can find out. So we could find out some stuff about their behaviors. This group represents a very large portion of the gamers, and I'm not sure why. And it could just be also because I removed the don't care, that the don't care may be really wide, and I haven't looked at that. So. Yeah. Okay. All right, I think, am I done? Oh.
Okay.
So, well, the one slide that we talk about more or less often, they were really concerned that patrons not know that this survey was about smoking only, and they were really concerned that they would be forced to do something later or the patrons would be upset because they did or did not do something after the results. So we added a lot of questions about what's your favorite game, how often do you come, when you come do you like shows or do you like food or do you just like to gamble, all of this kind of stuff is kind of interwoven in all of that. And I thought, you know, smoking's linked to education income, so I thought about asking that, and I told the casino, you know, we could ask that, but these are, especially income is a very sensitive question, they wanted to add it. And so we put it in there, and surprisingly a large number of people answered that question. And so we could do some associations and things like that with that, but we didn't for this particular presentation today, but we did do some of that stuff. All right, thank you.